Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I am ready to go.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
I'll tell you what. You have, over the years, impacted the way I feel about uniforms. Used to not pay attention to uniforms.
I'm melting.
Bob Melton?
No, not DeAnthony. I'm melting as you give me this compliment. And that's what life's about.
Oh, my God. Did you see those unis on Saturday? Tulane City Edition.
They were sick. Oh, yeah. Evan saw them, too.
My.
And you saw them in person.
God.
Right.
Those were pretty cool. Tulane.
Yeah, they got some colors.
Go ahead, E.
Yeah, I saw him not cover the 17.
Yeah, me either.
You
don't even want to hear about it.
It was a very disappointing weekend.
It was a backdoor cover, as they call it. Oh, Uncle Bagdo.
It always is. It's so funny. There's like 4 minutes left in the game.
You're not safe.
And people are leaving, and I walked down right to the 50 because I'm like, I got to watch this. And there's like four other people next to me, these like kind of middle-aged guys. One guy was, yeah, a little bit disheveled, and I just look over and...
Oh, man.
17 and a half. He goes, why do you think I'm still here?
Oh, you didn't have that. Was he watching? Man, yes.
Anybody left in the game was hoping for a hold late so they could.
Funny how it comes down to those lines.
Yeah, it's not really that funny.
Well,
go Green Wave.
People say, Guru, you got a gambling problem. Only when I lose. That's right. But real quick, over the weekend, saw Sarah's Oil, a movie. Great flicks, Donnie.
What's
Sarah's Oil. A young black girl who was... Her family ancestors were slaves,
okay.
And if you were slaves, you were able to go to the county office and get land if you could.
Like land
it.
Man.
So they got land, and there was oil in that land, and then I don't want to ruin it.
Oh,
it was
then let
great.
Me guess.
It was
they
great.
Discovered oil on the land, and then they wanted it back.
It was great, anyway.
We're the worst. Well. Anyway, we broke into the top 25.
Yeah, look at you. What'd you think of Arizona's uniforms yesterday? The all black Cardinals. I thought they were hot. Didn't
I
do it
was
for
the guy
you.
That just is still.
Huh?
That's right. Like they were in black. I didn't realize. I didn't.
And the Rams.
That.
I love the Rams. Looked like Kobe's Mamba uniforms with the Lakers.
So we may get to the tourney this year.
Well, you're not that high. You're too far back.
No, we're not. We control our own destiny.
So who you got next?
Temple,
then
Charlotte, 1-9. That'll get if we win the next 2 weeks, it gets us into the championship game.
You don't. Oh,
then we'll have to win that. But
does the American get a bid though?
They're one of the group of five.
Yeah, but I thought there's like four other teams that have better resumes.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're still in it.
But if you win that tournament,
I mean,
they got to win out and get help.
Yeah, that can sound
a little
right
bit of help.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's usually like Boise State's usually one of those teams, and
JMU's really good this year.
I've been watching
Did they go Division
football.
One all the way?
Yeah, James Madison.
Yeah, they used to be 1AA. They used to be a 1AA powerhouse. Yeah. Anyway, 888-957-9570 is the number. Roll wave.
So are you 2-0 at Tulane watching them in person or 1-1?
2-0.
All right.
But two homecoming games. Let me tell you what they do. Let me tell you what they do that's great. They have homecoming, alumni weekend, parents weekend. They just do it all in the same weekend, and it is – oh, they had a sellout at Uelmann yesterday.
Did you
Saturday.
Go Zion in regard to the buffet and the New Orleans food? Did you eat a lot or not too much?
Not really. Yeah. No, I was very...
No gumbo, huh?
No, I had gumbo.
Okay.
But not...
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't overeat, put it that way.
Actually,
didn't overdrink either.
Well, you were with somebody. Mm. So you had to be on best behavior.
Not really. No, not really.
It ruins my high.
What does your wife...
Yeah, well, you had to. No count.
I got it the other way, which was, I hope you don't mind, but I think I'm going to drink this afternoon. And I'm like,
let's
dynamite.
Go. Yeah.
That's cool.
Let us see it.
So, yeah, Tulane. Trying to think what else.
The war, we got to just talk about the Steph Friday. Sorry, this is incredible what he's doing, man.
Well, he was 2-for-11 last night.
No, there was a throwaway game.
Which game are you talking about?
Go off yesterday. The two games against the Spurs, but mainly Friday.
I didn't see Friday. Shoot,
it don't matter,
you can't talk
but you know,
it.
I'm telling you, this dude's dancing like Michael Jackson that he is. This thing is not done and dead yet. That's all that I'm saying.
All right. And we get into Warriors a little bit later.
9-6.
You know, he's got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Wants to talk about Brock Purdy.
Doug.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm driving in the rain, singing in the rain.
All right.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm listening to you guys, and I'm really happy to see Brock back. He looked great. That pass he threw to Kittle in the corner, that was just unbelievable. So I get all the kudos. Who did we play yesterday?
The Cardinals.
How many penalties did they have?
17.
Only 17.
Not five, not six, not seven.
Can we pump the brakes just a little bit? Just a little. I'm with you. I'm happy. But let's see how things play out. Hope that this continues, but let's not get too euphoric about the performance of the team, because the team on the other side yesterday was atrocious. What do you guys think?
Before you hang up, I got to believe it. I told Stoddy this during the break. Bam Knight went on that long run for a touchdown in the second half. It got called back, but it sounds like plays like that, you haven't forgotten.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm just looking at the whole thing. Some of the other games I watched, some of the other teams yesterday, Philadelphia, you know, et cetera. I'm kind of like where Steiny is. If we can make it to the playoffs, that'd be good.
Yeah.
If we could win a playoff game, that'd be great. I'm a fan, so I'm always hopeful, like we all fans are. But let's not get too euphoric.
I can help with that, Doug.
Doesn't get pressure. Can look good like Brock did yesterday.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the call.
And to be honest, Donnie, I would tell Doug, our show at least, has anybody called in Cheech and Chong? Like, nobody's been that high about, print up the playoff tickets.
Oh, you can print them. Print them.
It's time to get Carolina. You would lose this game.
Carolina.
This is a killer. This would be a killer. But you still got time. But they would jump you and Detroit I expect them to win next week. I mean, that's why when you did that exercise of what's good, are they good, is Detroit a good team? Right now, you're ahead of them.
Right, but do you think the 49ers right now are better than the Lions?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, what does that mean when you got to have your ticket to the dance, you know?
Oh, boy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What happened?
I don't... Do you have the text line up?
You're the only one who can see it.
Okay. Sometimes Goo has it up, though. Oh, no.
About Logan?
No, it says...
They got hammered Friday night.
It says Guru's getting cooked on 1320, retweeting something about Zach LaVine.
Oh! No, Now, what's cooked mean? I need more info.
Could it have been...
Did you get NBA Centelled again, Goo?
Oh, let's stop checking. You talk something. Evan, if I did.
I'll just set it up this way. I came in and
I sent it to the Yoon Vine and all my other
buddies.
Well,
Goo goes, wow, did you hear what happened in SAC?
And I'm Lord.
LaVine walked off the team.
Evan, I got
dudes. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, he just walked off. He left.
I was like, I deserve to get cooked. Go ahead and cook me.
Well, do we know it was wrong?
Yeah, it was fake.
It's all right.
I mean, who can you believe in this world anymore?
Well, they're definitely not NBA Centel.
Well, I also love our guys in Sacramento. They do a great job, Kalo and DC, but what are we talking about?
Like, it's still bad up there.
Not this bad. Not this
bad.
Where
he walked out. I was disappointed in him.
Dang. Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Damn.
49ers, 41-22.
Yeah.
Victory.
Pearsall, what'd you make of Pearsall? Just getting back into it. They're going to need him, and Steiny, has to be accounted for. So I feel like anything George got or Jennings, that was a byproduct of having to pay attention to him. That's how you look at that performance yesterday. And Kittle, to his credit, and you love him, he pointed out I didn't have a catch when I came back, my first game back.
Yeah, and maybe this is not the way you should do it, but when a team wins – just tend to be less critical about the guys who didn't play well because it doesn't quite mean as much. And I'm not saying Pearsall didn't play well.
Right.
Saying perfect game to come back, get your feet wet.
And stay healthy. That's his opponent.
Did he take a hit yesterday? They're going to be killing you up in SAC.
They can't kill. They got other fish to fry.
What do you mean?
I'll call in after the show's over. They got issues.
But
internal issues. So I got something wrong that still don't take away the stench that is what's going on with Zach.
But here's the problem for you. The worse the team is, the more they're going to take it out on you, even though you don't deserve it. But they're going to come for you. They're what, 2-9?
Look at it.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, listen, buddy.
I got to tell you something.
They got bigger problems than me.
Let me tell you something. As somebody who's once been on the wrong end of Warriors fans, I'd rather.
No, I got people
Sac fans really do scare me.
No, I got people up there. I'll put it out.
Like, if you take on the Kings, you better be ready.
Like, who you sounding like?
You better be ready to take some incoming, put it that way.
I'll be fine.
put it that way. So, all right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Go ahead. We can talk some Warriors for 10, 15 minutes.
Well, I'll start. I know you think it's going to be with Steph, but it was just a reminder of, Stani, if we do anything and we're a threat, it was just two games against a damn good Spur team that couldn't lose at home. I mean, man, let's hope they found something. And the only down part to me was no Kuminga, and hopefully he's back soon. But Moses Moody, Stani. Evan tweeted it last night or texted us on the thread. He ain't going back to the bench. 45% from deep. Had a great game. Every game is not going to be great. But what if I told you I feel like their identity, you know, it was like you've been playing together. You know who you are. Now it's starting to just come into focus. And I know it's against all odds to expect this from a 37-year-old in regard to Steph Curry. But he goes how the Warriors go, Stani. That's just it. And until I see otherwise, where Jimmy could go bonkers and maybe Curry be what he was last night in New Orleans, you know, pedestrian. But he wasn't. That was about rest. Like, standings don't
back me.
What
was about rest?
Curry, he wasn't going for it last night. After the two big games he had, he was out there 25 minutes, but he wasn't, you know, I mean, they could beat New Orleans and let others lead. That's how I looked at that game. Because I'm still drunk off of Friday. I'm seriously, the last two games in San Antonio. But again, I'm back believing, like, let's see it. But the standings, I got a little kind of like bricks in the face this morning when I logged in NBA.com. Like, okay, we're still outside looking in, but man, we can win in Orlando tomorrow, and we could damn sure win in Miami the next night. And Draymond Green, Stoudy, I don't know what to say, man, defensively.
And, I thought you were going to talk about what he did yesterday.
Oh, that's the stuff I'm like, oh, it don't even, you used the word interest earlier. Like,
oh, okay.
This is really new.
Well, I don't know.
He's the villain in his own movie, and he plays it so well, but ask Wimby about him, you know?
One of the greatest defensive performances by Draymond Green.
Like, I don't know. Real. Have we ever seen Draymond and a fan be 6 inches apart?
Well, Draymond said the fan called him Angel Reese.
Okay.
And he had a possession where he missed about 4 or 5 point blank bunnies.
And let me tell you something. If that was the biggest mistake Draymond made, if he's the guy who said he...
Now, why do you say that?
Because I would expect in Orlando... The Orlando Magic fans to start chanting Angel Reese.
Well, this ain't college. If this were college, I believe you might be onto something.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Like,
but I like where they're at, Stani. And then the best part, I'm about to melt, and you tried to strip this from who I am, the fiber of my being. Fellowship does matter in sports. And after the game Friday night when Curry went off, Coach Kerr came into the locker room. This was televised. They got video. And he said, Draymond, not you, but you pick somebody to say something about Curry. And he went to Will Richard first. Then he said, nope. And in street clothes was Jackson Rowe. And he said, Jackson, you say something about the chef. Everybody listening, coaches included. And he said, and this word hit me, Stani, but I'm already loving the whole activity. He's been blessed, the chef. And everybody laughed and just camaraderie at his finest, man. I'm feeling like let me have my moment. Okay. Like I'm loving that.
So,
and I love that Kerr said, hey, Stani, say something about Evan. I love that.
You love it. You love their camaraderie. Did you love it on Wednesday of last week when Draymond Green did his thing?
No, I didn't love
and him. You yeah. ripped them and said, we're not together.
Right.
This is like, why don't you just
but
say
then it? I found out he was Steve Kerr's errand boy. Steve Kerr loved Draymond for saying
maybe
that.
You should
not take back anything from
to find out why before you rip Draymond.
No, I still stand on that.
That's stand on a, what?
Oh, him not. You, that's not how you do it.
Down 56. No, you want. You don't want to go 3-0 after you do that. Like, that's the one part where I might give you, you know what? Draymond did something and it worked. But you're not even going there.
Nah.
They're 3-0 since he did that. And they played their worst game the night he did that. Let's give Draymond some credit, can we?
Yeah.
That ain't cool.
Yeah. Let you put it that way. Hey. I just like where we're at.
Right.
I thought you said he was the biggest issue with this team, Stani.
Who?
Draymond.
Did I?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
No.
Stani.
No chance. Well, no. That's I said I'm worried. Yeah, I'm more worried about Draymond than anybody else on the court. Yes. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. I'm worried about his play. I don't care about what that after
but it's
the
not
game.
Like the college football rankings week to week. Like,
well, no,
Draymond,
it is for you.
Let's just say he did something good. It still don't change what I thought he did bad against OKC.
Well, I don't think what he did was bad. I think it was good. Mm. I mean, seriously, I'm talking about Draymond on the court and clearly played. He played good defense on Wednesday. I'm assuming he played pretty good defense on Friday.
He was there.
So,
Jimmy doing Jimmy and Moody. Like, Sonny, what are you making of Moody? I know it's early, but
he's making shots.
And he's playing defense.
Okay.
You can, like, Tevin's text last night, I don't think he's coming out of the starting lineup.
He's not coming out of the starting lineup unless Jonathan Kuminga says, put me back in, coach, because I know you're trying to placate me.
Well, I don't know if there's even enough for that.
I don't know either about that.
I mean, for Kuminga, go ahead.
What do you do with Kuminga?
Well, you got to look at him as a positive.
Do you?
Like, you're not making any correlation or anybody
else. Of course I am.
Twitter tried to do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm
that's
not saying,
just cold.
It's not 1 + 1 = 2, but it's like, it's all part of the informational pie. It just is.
But
they
do
don't
you know
miss
what,
him.
But what about this? They this will is, if he's.
I don't necessarily
see, that's where
agree
I'm at.
With
like, they will.
This is why
we
when you said Steiny, what would why?
Because he brings more good than bad to your team, Steiny. That's all. And I think it truly
see,
would be unfair.
Unfair for what?
To say
they
this
played
is
their
a
three
byproduct?
Best games yeah. in the year without him. Those are just facts. It doesn't mean that's. But like, we have got to just acknowledge.
The possibility?
No, just the he didn't play. When did he play his last game? Kuminga.
Yeah, OKC.
Okay, so he's missed the two San Antonio games and yesterday.
Oh, he played some of the, Evan will help me out. Okay. I think he played some of the first San Antonio game. But, that's a heavy one for me. I'm not there yet, man.
Listen, I'm not killing Kuminga.
Yeah.
But there's just not a big difference when he doesn't play. Like, I've never said we miss Kuminga. I wasn't saying that yesterday when I was watching the game.
Well, I was saying it when he went down last year before the Jimmy trade, and I wasn't by myself. But I guess, Stoney, why can't we enjoy the win and just say he was out? But it's not just you. It's just like with Brock and Mac. When Mac was on fire, it had to mean something toward Brock Purdy. This is where I feel like I'm growing up. It had to mean something for Brock Purdy's future. Why can't it just be Brock balled? He's a backup quarterback. Mac did. He's a backup quarterback. And then when he gets back, Mac healthy.
Whose minutes are you – like, because what are you going to do? Just play Kuminga 25 minutes a game when he comes back? Whose minutes is he taking?
Well, what I'm saying to you, Stoney, is you can't be – and see, now I feel like – because I know you, I think you've had stuff in the chamber and you're letting it out now.
Exactly.
But I got to believe you can't
– This is
you're
why.
Not letting these last three games dictate to you the great start that Kuminga got
okay,
off.
But here's
but
the
now
thing.
There's a quandary.
Okay, so last Wednesday, you pissed on this team after Oklahoma City.
I did.
You didn't like the direction. You couldn't stand anything. Kuminga's missed every game since then. They played their best basketball of the season. Like, you don't have to go to Kuminga's the problem, but damn, you got to notice it. You have to notice it. You have to put it into the equation and,
I guess,
and start asking questions about it.
I'm not mad at that, but I guess I'm saying, Stoney, to myself and to you and the listeners now, I never look at Jonathan Kuminga, especially during this three-game stretch, as if when he's ready to go, he'll be in the way to where we're so good, we don't need him.
Well, he can't take Moody's minutes right now. You know what I mean? Like, Moody's making too many shots.
But there's 25 to 28 minutes a game that he should get coming off the bench. And if he's rolling, maybe more.
You know what? I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Mm.
Keep in mind, he was a mess when he left, or when he
was
hurt.
Having a bad stretch.
I just don't.
No, I ain't mad at you. I'm just like, damn. That's what was the way you said it. We're 3-0.
I'm like, man. I'm sorry. This is just, you know, we did this. So, Steiny, if they don't have Kuminga, how many games would you expect them to win? 47. Okay, if they have Kuminga. 47. What if they don't have Kuminga? 47. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't think, you know, it's like the Niners in a way.
Yeah,
they got all banged up. I still think they're going to win 10 games.
Yeah, I mean, I saw my man, Stoney. I don't want to speak for him, TK, over, and I didn't know it till too late. He was going at it with some guys on Twitter about just pointing out that this happened without Kuminga and how some people took that. Yeah, but I mean, I'm like, the more the merrier, because I feel like he is a plus to this basketball team.
I feel like the way he's played, he cannot take minutes from Moody at this point. Mm. And I'm not sure you want to take any minutes from Will Richard at this point, because Will Richard doesn't make a ton of mistakes. And until, like, the other thing is, let's not forget, Kuminga was struggling before he left.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm not saying that is a bad thing. I'm saying I'm the last couple
out.
Games.
Study, bilateral knee tendonitis. Like, you're too young to have that, but you got it. But I'm like, hurry up and get back. Like, you know, seriously.
But dude, like, honestly, nobody's saying that.
Mm. And that's why.
Nobody's saying hurry up and get back.
Wow. You don't think the Warriors are?
I don't know. I mean, they'll have to say the right things, but I think we're...
But I'll say this. If a Martian was listening to us for the first time in Venus, Donnie, he would say those two dudes think differently of Kuminga, and that's it.
What do you mean?
Just forget him being out. We just have, I think he's brings more than you do.
I don't think, yeah.
That's so fact. That's just the natural essence fact. Of,
yeah. I mean, things are starting to play out. And
damn,
I just
man.
Think we got to be honest about some stuff around here. With
and I guess I'm up here tripping that I didn't really give that enough, like, damn, he's gone and this is happening. Like,
I did not think of Kuminga once last night. Like, I don't go, oh, they're playing without Jonathan Kuminga. Boy, they're going to have to make up for that. Like, nobody says that, unfortunately. Like, when the we got to get out of here, but like, when the Warriors go into a game and they don't have Kuminga, does the fan base really say, we have less of a chance to win tonight without Kuminga?
I
believe they don't say that.
And I say, okay, we're up again.
And if they do say it, that they'd be wrong. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment was brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.